Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 late last night, temporarily barring New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order limiting attendance at worship services in areas deemed to be coronavirus hotspots. The court says it's a violation of the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause and discriminates against religious institutions. University of Baltimore law professor Kim Whaley tells NPR's Morning Edition the court's newest member, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, played a decisive role voting with the majority.
Having Justice Barrett on the court is what put it over the edge, because over the summer, similar claims by Nevada and California failed. So we're seeing already the effects of her fire drill appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court prior to the election.
Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan dissented. President Trump pardoned his former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, despite Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russia contacts. Flynn also later accused the government of trying to frame him. Trump calls the pardon a great honor. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it a, quote, act of grave corruption and a brazen abuse of power. Family get-togethers may be smaller this Thanksgiving, but as NPR Scott Horsley reports, many Americans plan to spend more money on their holiday meal.
A survey by the online loan broker LendingTree found the average Thanksgiving host plans to spend 53% more on turkey and trimmings this year than last, even though there may be fewer people seated around the table. Public health authorities have discouraged large holiday gatherings in hopes of slowing the spread of the coronavirus. That means more people are hosting their own meals, though the survey found the average number of guests expected has declined only slightly. About one in four holiday hosts say they're spending more on Thanksgiving this year to make up for other holidays they've skipped during the pandemic. About one in six hosts will go into debt to pay for their holiday meal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The pandemic is causing problems for a Census Bureau survey that will help determine the accuracy of this year's national headcount. NPR's Anzilo Wong reports the pandemic is making it harder for the Bureau to conduct in-person interviews.
Each U.S. Census tends to overcount white people while undercounting black people, Latinos, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, and American Indians. The Census Bureau has been trying to send out workers to some households to try to find out how much certain racial or ethnic groups may have been overcounted or undercounted this year, as well as how many people may be missing from the count. The pandemic has already delayed the start of interviews for the post-enumeration survey, and this week the Bureau announced it's planning to keep interviewing for an additional month into January because COVID-19 has made it harder to hire and keep interviewers and to travel in some parts of the country. Anzilo Wong, NPR News, New York.
U.S. financial markets are closed today for Thanksgiving. You're listening to NPR News. In Zimbabwe, at least 30 illegal gold miners are trapped in an unused mine shaft after it collapsed. Six others have been rescued. As Ish Mafundiko reports from Harare, this is becoming a pattern as high unemployment forces many to consider mining as a way to make a living.
The abandoned mine, some 50 miles northeast of Harare, the capital city, is just one of several dotted around mineral-rich Zimbabwe. This week, authorities also abandoned efforts to retrieve six miners trapped in another mine shaft since November 10. And at another mine, rescue teams retrieved two or five bodies after 51 days. Old, disused mines are a magnet for mostly young men who cannot get jobs. While previous owners of the mines may have abandoned them because of low returns, there seems to be enough for unlicensed artisanal miners to risk their lives without the minimum safety measures. For NPR News, I am Isma Fundikwa in Harare.
The tiny owl found in the Rockefeller Center holiday tree in New York has been set free. Rocky, the saw-whet owl, was found by a worker setting up the tree in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center when it was apparently trapped in the spruce when it was cut down 170 miles north in upstate New York. She was nursed back to health by a wildlife rehabilitator, nibbling on plenty of mice, and was returned to the wild this week. Crude oil futures are trading lower, down about 0.8% at $45.32 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.